Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chris Aristides is back, and we've missed him. He's been hasn't been here lately, and we miss his commentary and his reporting. He's here to give us some good information. Chris is an executive with GWG Life, which is the company that became that Life Care Funding, his former company, merged with. To become GWG Life, and that's what he's doing these days, helping a lot of folks with their products, and he's an expert in the insurance industry, the risk industry, and he's our good friend Chris Aristides. Welcome to the show. Welcome back,
Jim. It's great to be back. I always enjoy coming onto your show.
Good to have you back. So we're going to talk. I'm going to get you to tell us a little bit about other kinds of about some insurance issues and some long-term care issues in the next segment. But in this segment, I'd like for you to give us your report, your thoughts, your commentary on where you think we stand with regard to health care. We've got a law that's literally coming apart. We've got a Congress that's a feckless, disorganized Congress that where there's no leadership and no consensus to govern to fix it. We got a I don't know what to say about the White House, and it's kind of shaking people up out here on Main Street, Chris.
Well, it should. It should be. It should be concerning to everybody, and not just Main Street. It should be concerning to care providers. Anybody involved in the healthcare system right now has to be watching what's going on and see the chaos that's around this. But as you see this unfold, remember that the ACA is the law of the land, and what it is now. The system.
But it's
really
disintegrating, Chris. It's disintegrating.
Well, I'll say this: there are elements of it that need to be still worked on and fine-tuned and reformed. It is not. I wouldn't say that the entire system is disintegrating because the healthcare system is still intact.
Well, the underlying the underlying services are, yeah, but you know, it's creating. It's creating a lot of damage, a lot of harm out there. Chris, we're having to pay for a dozen risk areas that I physically, anatomically can't use, and I'm still having to pay for it. Those mandates are still there, and consequently,
yes,
my own family's health insurance has almost tripled.
Well. Unfortunately, that has occurred for some people. They have seen increases, and then for other people who never were able to get coverage, they've gained coverage.
Chris, the polling out here on Main Street, small businesses hate ACA. They hate Obamacare.
Well, and right now you're seeing a movement very quickly. Still in Washington D.C., there is a group right now of moderate Republicans and Democrats that are working together on specific reforms to ACA, and that's really, I think, the lesson that is being learned from this effort, that repealing and replacing the ACA, or otherwise known as Obamacare, is most likely not going to happen. And what is important now is to work with the system that's in place to improve it, to make the fixes so that you are able to eliminate what's causing huge spikes in cost for coverage for some people, creating holes in the system where there aren't coverage available for families that need to be filled. And to do that, it isn't just erasing the Obamacare system from the books. That would be too disruptive. It's fixing it from the place that it stands now, finding the pieces of it that need reform, need change. There's some elements of it that might outright need to be eliminated, new elements of it that can be added.
The taxes, the surcharges, the taxes on the on the medical device equipment. That's going to go. They need to take away. They need to take away all of the mandates on coverage and let people buy what they want.
In terms of
do you disagree with that?
I'm not saying that I disagree with it, but what I'm saying is the group that will work on it to fix it, it's going to, number one, it has to be a bipartisan effort. Can't do this. One party can't do it.
You know what that means these days, Chris? That means the Democrats get what they want and the Republicans give in, and we wind up with a watered-down version of ACA. We still wind up with the government all up in our medical business, our healthcare business.
The goal isn't to create, in my opinion, the goal shouldn't be to create a watered-down version. It should be to create an improved version because you have to work with this as your base. It's been in place now for years. The America's healthcare system has really started to, the roots of this have really are in place now, and our healthcare system has started to work around it and grow. This is not something that's brand new anymore. Before you know it, this will have been in place a decade.
I know.
Country,
and let me say this: my fervor, my indignation that you might be hearing in my voice. I want you to know that I can't thank you enough for coming and bringing this report. So you know it's not about anything you're telling me. But I think this law is a monster. I think it's hateful. And I wish we could get rid of it. It was never, the reason I feel that way, Chris, it was never conceived to be reform. It was always conceived, it was developed to be the first step toward single payer, toward universal health care. If it weren't so, they wouldn't have put the mandates, those 12 mandates I mentioned in it, because that's the thing that did more to derail it than anything.
Yeah, and, I don't think that we're going to get to a place where there's single payer, at least not anywhere.
I don't think so. I don't think so now, but I think that was their goal.
But what's interesting? What happened is how Medicaid became such an important piece of the ACA, and now because Medicaid has expanded to expand coverage to more low income and more seniors.
Many people who don't need it, who can't justify getting it.
And what happened is Medicaid now has become really the cornerstone of
it's,
ACA.
Well, it's the cancer in it, really, Chris, because Medicaid is the problem with reforming it now. You got twice as many people on Medicaid that you had a few years before ACA. I'm gonna let Chris rebut that after my comments after these messages, and we're gonna talk about long-term health, long-term care, which is an area that he's very knows a lot about.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.